seventh pack of oil, second Mishnah. Kol shipuei oilim ko'ilim. If you have the tent, which its walls are made as a slant, then the area underneath the slant is also considered underneath the oil, and the tumah spreads to that area also. Ol shishafev yoyir v'kolat ke'etzva. A tent which is made at an angle from top to the bottom, and it gets to a point which is only the thickness of an etzba. Even so, since the area within it is more than one tefach above the ground, so that area is considered a tachas oil, and everything underneath the shipua, this angle, even though some of the areas are less, the tent already is less than a tefach above the ground, still is tumah. Tumah tachas shipua, kem shebayil tumeim. Also, a tumah which is under the slanted part of the tent is considered in the tent, and everything in the tent will be tumah. Tumah mitoichai anogea bay mitoicha tumah. Tumah shiva. The tumah is in the tent. Somebody touches the inside of the tent, he's tumah tumah shiva, because it's considered all one unit with the tumah. It's considered like the whole area is full of tumah. Me'achayra, if he touches the outside of it, then he's tumah tumas erev. That's one level down, because the inside of this oil is considered the mace itself, and the outside of it is considered something that touched the mace, which is only the time of the person for the night. Tumah me'achayrav, if the tumah is outside of the tent, tanagebo me'achayrav tumah tumah shiva, then that thing becomes tumah as considered extension of the tumah. Because the oil is a hefsek between the tumah and the person on the other side of the oil, but touching the oil itself is considered a certain level of tumah. If half the zayis of the tumah was inside and half it was outside of it, and again, tumah is a chiddush, tumah tumas erev. That in other words, neither of them is tumah tumas shiva, because neither the inside or the outside has the full share of the tumah. But since they are both touching a sum total of a kezayis of the mace, then they are tumah tumas erev. Part of this tent is spread on the earth itself. It's not even supported. So you have part of the tent is an oil on something, but this area is not an oil on anything, it's flat on the ground. So tumah tachtav al gabav, tumah bakas v'oil bakas v'yiredis. That we just said before, that if the walls are on a slant, that anything underneath the slant, even though it's less than a tefach, even though the slant is less than a tefach above the ground, that is when the tumah is, when the oil itself is set up. But if part of the oil is just dragging on the ground, the part that's dragging on the ground is considered part of the extension of the ground, and therefore the tumah underneath that goes straight up and straight down. Oil should not be by Leo. If a person has an oil in the second story, and part of it is also covering, but not as an oil, it's flat on the ground of the second story, and it's covering the hole between the bais and the liya. Rabbi Yisrael Matzil, he says, even so, it prevents the tumah from coming up, which is a little chiddush, because that area is not a tent. In order for a tent to prevent tumah from going up, Rabbi Shimon says it has to be set up as an oil and can't be dragged on the ground. Rabbi Yossi, which is the halacha, in this case holds that it helps, because since it's not an independent oil, it's just covering up the hole in the ceiling, which the ceiling is the ikar oil. This is just covering up the hole. In such a case, it's good enough, even if this piece of cloth is on the ground of the second story and it's not set up as a tent.